Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Andrew Wiggins, 26 points, 13 rebounds. Klay Thompson, 21 points, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics 109-104 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. One game after his 43-point performance, Curry only contributed 16 points. He was 0-9 from three-point range, the career three-point leader, NBA record streak of 132 straight postseason games with at least one three-point made has been ended, but it didn't matter because I'm sure he'll take the 3-2 lead anyway. Jason Tatum had a rebound game, 27 points, 10 boards, but the Celtics have lost consecutive games in the playoffs for the first time all postseason. Jaylen Brown, 2-11 to start the game. He finished with 18 points. He was 5-18 from the field and missed all five of his three-point attempts. Tatum gave Boston its first three-pointer with 4 minutes left before halftime, and the Celtics wound up 11 of 32 from three-point range overall. The Celtics were sloppy in stretches. They had 18 turnovers. They missed 10 free throws. Not what you want on the road in a pivotal Game 5. Game 6 will be in Boston on Thursday. Serena Williams will play at Wimbledon after receiving a wild card invitation. Williams, who hasn't competed since injuring her right leg last year at Wimbledon, strongly hinted at a return to the grass court Grand Slam earlier on Tuesday in an Instagram post. The All England Club announced that Williams, at age 40, was among the six women given a wild card spot in the singles draw. Williams has seven Wimbledon singles titles, with her most recent coming back in 2016, and her 23 Grand Slam titles are a record in the professional era. Rory McIlroy says the PGA Tour players who joined the LIV Golf Invitational Series took, quote, the easy way out. McIlroy, speaking at a news conference on Tuesday ahead of this week's U.S. Open, said, quote, I understand, yes, because there are a lot of guys in their late 40s, in Phil's case, his early 50s, but I think everyone in this room would say to themselves that their best days are behind them. That's why I don't understand for the guys that are similar age to me going, because I believe that my best days are still ahead of me. Pretty scalding take there from Rory McIlroy. The Tampa Bay Lightning and Colorado Avalanche Game 1 tickets have the highest average sale price for a Stanley Cup playoff game since 2010. The price for a ticket in Game 1 is an average of $1,061. The matchup is between two preseason betting favorites entering the season. The last time two preseason betting favorites met in the Stanley Cup Finals was back in 2009, when the Pittsburgh Penguins at plus 500 defeated the Detroit Red Wings, who were plus 400. Let's get to the moments we're watching today. The Mercury taking on the Mystics, ESPN2 at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The Mercury were able to snag a big win over the Elena Deladon-less Mystics in overtime when these two teams met in D.C. last Sunday. Tonight, the Mystics have an opportunity to avenge the loss, while the Mercury have a chance to continue their elite play and break a tie for eighth in the league standings between them and the Los Angeles Sparks. Also got the Storm taking on the Lynx, also at ESPN2, but this one will be at 9 p.m. These two teams come into this game with a very different momentum streaks, as the Storm are currently tied with the league best three-game win streak, and the Lynx are on the other side with a three-game losing streak. Also, got the Rays and the Yankees, little AL East rivalry, 7-5 Eastern time. Tonight's game is the fifth time the teams will square off this season. The season series is tied at 2 apiece. Tampa Bay has won 4 of the last 6 games, but dropped their most recent series against the Twins. Corey Kluber will be on the mound for the Rays. He has a winning decision in each of his last 2 starts. The New York Yankees are currently riding an 11-game home win streak. They are an absolute wagon right now. Let's get to the FanDuel Fast Break. We've got 3 lines for you guys tonight. Let's start with the money line for that earlier Mercury and Mystics game. The Mercury are plus 245, the Mystics minus 320. We've got Washington with a nice 7.5-point spread with a 164.5 total. I'm going to take the Mercury on this one, a plus 245 with a 7.5-point line. I'll take the Mercury and the points. Also, the Storm and the Lynx. Storm minus 245 in this one with a minus 5.5-point spread. Also got a total of 157.5. Might take the over on this one. Seattle's done a great job of putting the ball in the hoop recently. And then, of course, our baseball game, the Yankees minus 215 at home. Got to think they'll be able to pull out the game. They've been so good at home. They are a 1.5 favorite with a total of 8. Might want to take the over on that one. I think the Yankees, with all the home runs they've been hitting, maybe Matt Carpenter will hit another 2. By the way, he has 6 home runs this year in 24 at-bats. On this day in sports history, back in 2021, which was obviously last year, Cristiano Ronaldo removed some Coke bottles from his press conference at the European Championships, and the Coca-Cola stock price decided to react by dropping $4 billion. Never underestimate the power of Cristiano Ronaldo. That's going to do for today's Buzzer Beats podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsScene, and you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.